This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. You might have heard that President Donald Trump is going ahead with tariffs on aluminum and steel imports, including imports from the European Union, Mexico, and Canada. Now, the first thing I wondered about is the huge amount of automotive parts that go back and forth from plants in Ontario and Michigan. For example, engines for the Ford F-150 pickup are made in Windsor, Ontario. Presumably, some American-made parts are shipped across the border to that Canadian plant. Then, those assembled engines are shipped back across the border to the U.S. for Ford's River Rouge assembly plant. So it makes you wonder how many times parts cross the border and how many times tariffs might be assessed. Here to help us understand some of that is Ann Wilson. She is the Senior Vice President of Government Affairs for the Motor and Equipment Manufacturers Association, often called MEMA. Thanks for taking a moment with us.
Absolutely. Glad to talk to you today.
What kind of problems do these tariffs and a trade war cause in a state like Michigan?
Well, first of all, I think it's really important, and I think your listeners in Michigan understand this, to understand that we all in the supplier industry benefit from having a global supply chain. And we benefit from having Canada next door to Michigan. We benefit from having a strong NAFTA. We benefit from having components and raw materials coming in from abroad and then manufacturing them in states like Michigan and all over the country. So the first thing that happens here is that it's going to diminish the opportunities for suppliers in Michigan and throughout the country to have access to the raw materials, either steel or aluminum, they need to manufacture parts in this country. And that's the important piece of this. There's very highly specified technical steel and aluminum that comes into this country from Europe, Canada, Mexico, and other sources. But then other manufacturing is done in the United States to those materials that creates jobs in this country.
Now, to be clear, your group's not just concerned about the tariffs on steel and aluminum, tariffs on Canadian, Mexican, and UE imports, but the broader tariffs on Chinese products in other countries. So tell us about that larger concern, because the president wants you to use U.S. steel and U.S. aluminum.
Well, you know, the majority of the brand new vehicle is made from domestic U.S. steel. So the body panels, things like that, U.S. automakers use a lot of domestic steel. But what we're talking about is very specialized steel and aluminum that is required in to a degree that is important that we have the performance requirements, the cost requirements, and actually even the quantity requirements that are necessary to continue to make parts in this country. So that's the first piece of this. But what we've seen as an industry with this administration is a renegotiated NAFTA, tariffs on steel and aluminum from all over the world, tariffs on products that come into this country from China, and the potentially what the president announced last week is an investigation into tariffs on all vehicles and all motor vehicle parts that come into this country from abroad. And the combination of those four actions has caused, first, real lack of certainty in the market, but it also has caused that some of these parts will have a tariff or a tax associated with them more than one time. And that's going to increase the cost of the goods. So it's going to increase the cost of a car, increase the cost of a motor vehicle part. It's also going to diminish the opportunities our members are going to have to invest in their employees and have other further investment in the United States.
Is the Trump administration aware of the cost this is causing automotive parts manufacturers and the auto industry at large?
Well, we've had lots of good discussions with the administration, and I would say that they believe that these will allow for the industry to increase, the steel and aluminum industry, for instance, to increase production in the U.S. But as we all know, it takes years to validate a part and to validate the raw materials that go into a part, and that performance of those parts is essential. So it's not going to be easy, like turning on a dime, for us to be able to find new sources of steel and aluminum to be able to continue to make these parts in this country.
I saw your members directly employ nearly 900,000 people, 126,000 people in Michigan alone. Are you telling me that this could mean some jobs are at risk?
Well, When our members, our manufacturers, have to invest more in raw materials, they have less of an opportunity to invest more in their employees and invest more in future endeavors. In addition to that, as everyone knows, manufacturers need certainty. They need to know what the regulations are going to be. They need to know what the market conditions are going to be. And these kinds of changes in our trade policy don't provide that kind of certainty that allows manufacturers to understand that they need to invest in this country. They want to. This is a good market. This is a good place to invest. We have great workers. But what we also need is the ability to know that that investment is going to make sense, not just today and tomorrow, but 3 or 4 years from now.
You mentioned that you're having conversations with the Trump administration, but even the administration is split on this question of free trade and tariffs. So what kind of conversations are you having?
Well, it's our duty and it's our obligation to continue to educate the administration on the impact that this is having on the ground with our manufacturers, and we're continuing to do that. Our industry has always supported free trade agreements, but we've also always pushed back on previous administrations and said we need to have good intellectual property protection, we need to have good access to goods, and what we're seeing is we're turning our back as a country on provisions that we have had for decades, and that actually we are putting forward provisions that we have not been able to support that other countries have put forward.
Ann Wilson is the Senior Vice President of Government Affairs of MEMA, the Motor and Equipment Manufacturers Association. Thanks very much for taking a couple moments to explain this to us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.